Welcome to Tom Talks College. I'm Tom Cleese, founder of On Campus College Planning in Fitchburg, Wisconsin. It's my job to help your family take positive steps on the journey to an incredible college experience. This is episode 20, Why Essays Matter. I thought about calling it What College Essays Are Really About or Let's Talk Essays. It really doesn't matter what the topic is here. It's all about the essays. And I'm going to try to be as brief as I can and give you as much as I can. And I'm going to give you an outline of 5 points right now. First thing is I'm going to talk about why essays matter. That's the title, and how they fit into the application process. In other words, how much do they really count? Then I'm going to talk about some myths, misconceptions, and harmful half-truths to make sure you're not heading down the right or the wrong path. I will talk about the real reasons then that colleges make you write these essays. I'll talk briefly about two types of essays. There's two primary types of essays that your student or you, the student, are going to write. And then I'm going to give you two quick tips for every writer. And I say these two to students all the time. So that's what we're going to talk about. I've been getting a lot of great feedback on podcasts recently. Thank you so much. I love when you guys tell me that you found some value from whatever topic it was. You know, episode 19 was three reasons not to freak out in the college admissions process. That would be a great thing if you are a rising senior, or some of y'all have already started school your senior year. Listen to that, or if you're going to be a junior or you are a junior, listen to that now so that you're not freaking out a year from now. And then, of course, I did the three-part series on college and money, and I've had a lot of parents come in for various free consults and college search meetings, whatever, and tell me, basically repeat back to me things that I said. Oh, yeah, in the Merit Aid episode, I think that was number 17, you talked about this and that. Let me ask you another question about that. Yeah. Great stuff there. Those three have a blog that accompany them. 19, I just haven't gotten around to doing that, but I will try to put a blog out for this one as well and try to keep it really tight. Okay, let's jump in. I'm really excited right now because I just finished the third essay session with a student. His name is Nick. There are a lot of kids named Nick, so I'm not worried about his HIPAA rights or anything like that. But Nick is a great kid. He is a really great kid. And he thanked me on the way out, and I'm just so fired up because he gets it. He's understanding what the goal of these essays are. He's working his tail off on them, and he's going to have something really good. And I just can't wait until he texts me or emails me and tells me some good news about getting into college. And yeah, he's going to thank me and all that. And I appreciate that as much as the next person. But I'm on an essay high right now. So let's talk about point number one, why essays matter, how they fit into the application process. Well, it varies from college to college, but essays are one of the top five things that that colleges are looking at. Generally, they're looking at your curriculum and your grades. That's sort of 1A and 1B, or that's the first two. If you show them an ACT score or an SAT, they may be doing that, and that can count a lot. They're looking at your extracurriculars, and they're also looking at your essays. And essays, if, you know, admissions people don't like to put rankings into things. They're like, well, we use a holistic process. I know everybody does, but some things matter more than others. And essays are up there. They're in the top five. And I would suggest that in some cases, they're just as important, and sometimes maybe even a little bit more than your extracurriculars. So there's kind of a big point. You know, I'm writing a couple of essays, and that can matter as much to the admissions people as every soccer practice I've ever been to, and all the volunteer hours I've done, and all of the swim meets, et cetera, like that. I mean, these are key parts of your application. Very, very important. I was telling one student that his essays have been kind of struggling, and I didn't think that he was really understanding the role of the essay. And I said, you know, you're a basketball player, right? Yep. So imagine if you and three other guys were out there on the floor and you're killing it. You're really good. But then for the fifth spot, you bring up like some little kid from the freshman team and he's not very good. And you're like, yeah, you can play. Think of how much that would bring your overall team performance down. And so students, I want you to understand, without putting pressure on you, I want you to understand that these are important. You've worked really hard. in 3 years of school so far to maintain a good grade point average, take AP classes, you know, do a good job, take out the trash, all that kind of stuff. Why are you going to sell these short? So they absolutely matter. They're one of the top five things that colleges are looking at. And that tells me that we need to pay attention to these. They're very, very important. Now, here's some of the myths and misconceptions and maybe harmful half-truths. The biggest thing I want to tell you is that you're not trying to write a novel. You're not trying to write a poem. You're not trying to be the most creative person. We just want you to tell a compelling story that helps us understand you. That's a tagline that we use, right? Tell a compelling story that helps us understand you. That's the primary goal of the essay. And too often students and parents, I got to come down on you for this one. A lot of times it's the mom saying, well, Johnny didn't mention the thing that, you know, this great thing he did. He didn't mention that in his essay. I really want to make sure they know that. And he should probably talk about this too. And they're trying to get him to quote unquote stand out. Now, there's nothing wrong with standing out and being different. That's wonderful. Okay, you are a unique person. I think you should tell a unique story. But what we don't need to do is just regurgitate the resume. I mean, they have your list of activities, whether you're applying through the Common Application, whether it's a UW system or an institutional application, you're going to list all your sports and jobs and extracurriculars and all those kinds of things. So you don't have to just, in fact, those are the worst essays, is when you're just regurgitating that, because then you're just bragging. You're not even really paying attention to the prompt. You're just retelling me all the things that I can already see. Admissions officers, they're very intelligent people, and they're able to figure out what you did, you know, on the court, on the field, volunteering, you know, in the orchestra. They can figure that out. If you choose to write about one of those topics, that's great, but you don't have to write about one of those topics. And you don't have to be someone you're not. And that's why I kind of bristle at this whole standout thing, because a lot of students kind of look at me and they shrug and they're like, I don't know, I'm just sort of like a kid. I live in the burbs. We live in a nice house and I play some sports and I don't know, you know, I got good grades, but I'm not a genius. And they don't feel like they have anything that's unique or distinctive about them. But I guarantee you, if we look at these questions, the prompts that they give, I think we can figure out a really interesting, compelling story that's going to help them understand you. So that's the first thing. Don't try to be super different. Just try to be authentic. This is not a confessional. You know, I've got people writing about some really heavy stuff. I've got one person, she's writing about some severe anxiety. I mean, crippling kind of stuff. And thankfully, like, she's overcome this and she's in a much better place. And I celebrate that with her. And that's fantastic. And I just said, you know, you don't have to write about that. Just because you went through that doesn't mean you have to. She said, no, I really kind of need to tell this story. And I want to see it from, you know, I want to celebrate it too. I want to see it from this perspective. And like, good, then I'm all in. But I want to make sure that this is a story that you want to tell. One of the myths or the misconceptions, or I don't know, maybe it's a harmful self-truth. It's, you know, well, I'm going into senior year. I took AP Lang last year. I got an A. I got a 3 or 4 on my AP exam. So I'm a good writer. So I can do this. I'm like, yeah, you can do this, right? You don't need my help necessarily. But this is not just another essay. And you are kidding yourself if you think, I'm just going to pound this out. I can usually spend 2 hours the night before and I can write a good essay. So applications are due November 1st. I don't do trick-or-treating anymore. I'll carve out a little time in my calendar from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight on October 31st, and I'll pound out an essay. You are not understanding what the essays are, and you are not giving them the respect that they deserve. These are going to have a big impact on your future. So this is something, this is crock pot cooking, right? Slow barbecue, kind of, you know, roasted over an open fire for a couple of days, something like that. We're not microwaving anything. A lot of students really have trouble figuring out what to write about. And that's why when we work with students, Stephanie and myself, we don't start with essays. In fact, I don't want you to write an essay. I want to talk to you first. And all I want you to do is get some things down on paper so I can look at that. and then we can dialogue about a lot of different topics, not just the one you think, oh, I've got something to write for this. You know, almost everybody uses the Common Application, and then there are seven prompts in there, one of which is just write about anything you want to, or send in a paper from high school, which I really, really don't agree with. But those other six prompts, we make them pick three of them and jot down 100, 150 words on paper. And that's the first assignment. We call it the mini essays assignment. I don't care about spelling. I don't care about grammar. I just want to be able to kind of understand what's going on in your brain. You send it to me a day before. I look at it. And then I've got a pretty good idea of what we're going to talk about. Then we just dialogue. And the biggest thing we talk about is like, okay, what now? You have 150 words, and it's an interesting little mini story, but how are we going to stretch this? Not just down, we're not just adding length to it, we're stretching it out to the top. What's the backstory that we need to tell? Stretching it out to the sides. What else needs to go in here? And you know, so we're kind of expanding. You can't see my hands, but I'm stretching this out almost like pizza dough. I'm stretching it out in all different directions, right? Those are the kinds of things that we need to do, because once you have the right thing to talk about, then the writing part, that's not such a big deal. Does it matter? Yes, it absolutely matters. These need to be very well written, but the most important thing is the content. What do you want to share with me? So that's a little bit on why essays matter, how they fit into applications, the sort of myths, misconceptions about them. And I've already talked about this a little bit, but let me talk about why do we write these essays? What's the main goal, the real reasons colleges make you write these essays? Here it is. They want to hear your voice. They can get all that stuff about your grades and your ACT and your extracurriculars. They can get all of that from your application, right? But they can't hear your voice. They can just see some things that you did and maybe how well you did them and put together, you know, a picture of you. But this is where it really kind of comes to life. This is where we go from black and white to color. They want to find out something about you that they can't from those other pieces, right? You're not a soccer player. You're a person. You're a human who plays soccer, and maybe you play soccer all the time. But there are other things that you may want to talk about. And in fact, I kind of like it when you don't just talk about that thing that I already know about you, or at least give us something really interesting about that. And I'm not beating on the soccer people today, but don't tell me about the injury that you came back from, or just be aware that that is one of the two biggest cliches out there. And admissions people know that, and I know that, and Stephanie knows that, and every book you read about essays kind of warns you against writing about that. Is it bad? No. You know, first of all, I'm sorry you got hurt. Second of all, I'm glad you came back from that injury. That says a lot about your character. You just need to know that that's a very common essay, and maybe we need to adjust it a little bit or figure out a new way to tell it. Or like I said, you don't have to talk about the things that you spend all your time doing. Sometimes there can be really, you know, something really interesting that's just like this little side thing that you want to talk about. So it doesn't have to just be the things that you think define you. The goal of the essays, I assure you, is not busy work. And if you think this is just one more assignment, I've touched on that already. It's going to go poorly for you. As I said, the goal of the essay is to tell a compelling story that helps them understand you. Don't think of admissions officers as gatekeepers. They're not trying to keep you out. Even at elite universities, it's not their job to just close the gates and not let anybody in. They're doing their best. They work their tails off. They're doing their best to figure out who's going to be a good fit for our campus environment. And by the way, we admissions officers, we're here all the time, so we have a really good handle on that. And it's not just grades and scores and things like that. And we think that getting someone to say something to us is going to help us make an informed, hopefully accurate determination, positive or negative, about whether this person would not only fit into our campus, but are they the type of people that we want to join our community? Are they going to do the work? And then what else are they going to do? Are they going to be productive members of our first year class? Essays help them make those decisions. And you know what? The very best essays, I get chills thinking about this. So Nick, that was just here an hour ago, I learned things about Nick. I'd met with his parents one time for a free consult, and then this was our third session. And I kind of know who Nick is, and he's a real good football player, and he kind of likes the outdoors, and he's interested in like some business stuff, and I get it. But there were a couple of times when he just floored me in these essays, just like little things that he put in there. One of which is he wasn't a great writer necessarily. He was getting decent grades in English, but he figured I should actually learn like how to be a better writer, and this is probably gonna come in handy. So he didn't just, like, I'll just take the easier class. He took the more challenging course. He took an AP composition course because he knew that he needed to get better. And his whole personal statement is about challenging himself. He's a really impressive kid. I mean, he's really, really working his tail off. And so within this, I'm reading about, hey, I took AP Comp. I knew I wasn't as good as some of the other students, but that was okay. I was just focused on getting better. And I admire that a lot. That's tough, right? And then he throws in this line at the end of the second paragraph about, and I even decided to start writing a book just to understand how writers use, metaphors and tell stories or whatever. And I didn't ask him. I don't think he finished the book, but that's brilliant, man. That's great. You started writing a book. I don't know how many pages you got, but that's cool. That's a cool thing. And I think those admissions people are going to totally dig that and respect that. And just way to go, Nick. I mean, you really stepped up to the plate on this. That's why we write essays, to say something, to look these people in the eye and to talk to them, and so that they can hear our voice. I'm going to come back to that point about looking them in the eye in just a second. Fourth point, let me just give you the two primary types of essays. And there's just kind of on your right side, there's one, on the left side, there's another, and there's variations. All right, on the right side, there is the essay that does not specifically mention any college. And if you're writing, if you're filling out the common application, then it's what we call the personal statement. That's the one I referred to before with six different prompts or the open-ended seventh prompt. 650 words or less. So it's kind of a five paragraph essay in form. And it's, what's an obstacle you've overcome? What's a belief you've challenged? Some other things like that. And they're kind of softball questions. I mean, they're very open-ended, and they're that way on purpose. They're trying to elicit a wide array of responses. So those are non-college specific essays. Tell me something about you. It's essentially what it is. And then you have the college-specific essays over on your left. We call them Why College X. Why do you want to go to Stanford? Why do you want to go to Notre Dame? Why do you want to, whatever? A lot of y'all are going to apply to UW-Madison, and we spend a ton of time working on the why are you applying to UW-Madison? I can't remember the exact prompt, but it's a couple of sentences, and you have to write that whether you apply through the Common App or through the UW system application. And I won't go into detail, but we do spend a lot of time on this, and we've got very specific things we do to really research a good response and think about that. Because the things that come to your mind right away when you're 17 or when you're 58, well, it's a good school, it's close by, love the Badgers, State Street's cool. That's not enough. That's not enough, and none of that should be in the first couple of paragraphs. And that's maybe something that we need to help you with if you got a question on that. But those are very specific. If I can take one of those Why College X essays, scrub off the name of the school and put a different school in, and if it still works, that's a failure as an essay. It has to be much more specific. You have to show me, student, that you actually know something about my college, right? It's not a quiz, right? I'm not putting you to the test, but I want you to convince me that you've really thought about what we have to offer in a lot of different areas, what you have to offer, and what you want to gain out of your college experience, and your major or possible areas of study, the things that you want to do as extracurriculars, your career goals, etc. Let's try to figure out if this is a good fit or not. And so share that with me, please, in this essay that I ask you to write that says, hey, why do you want to come to my college? Okay, so those are the two primary types of essays: the non-specific college one, the personal statement that everybody's going to see it if you're applying on the Common App. They're all going to see your personal statement, and then there's the more specific one. And then finally, the last, well, got a little bit more to talk about, but I got to talk about these the two tips for every writer. So here are the things. No, number one, and this is not rocket science, and I'm not an English teacher or an English professor, but just say it and avoid repetition. Okay, now I'm going to repeat myself. I'm going to go back to the first one. What I mean by just say it is sometimes students, you guys get so wrapped up in sounding like you're older than you are, and you're writing these fancy sentences and all sorts of little introductory clauses leading in, and that's fine. That's great. You took AP Lang, you got an A, you're a good writer. Write a good essay. But sometimes I just want you to say it. And like when someone's having a hard time, we're sitting across from one another, and I said, you know what, these first two sentences of this paragraph, it's not working for me. I know what you're trying to say, but it's really clumsy and it's awkward. What are you trying to tell me? And students almost inevitably, they look down at their laptop, or if I've just given them a hard copy, they start writing. I say, no. I don't want you to write anything. I want you to tell me. I want you to think about this. And then I want you just to look at me, or look at the wall if you don't want to look at me, and I just want you to say it. Okay? And then say it until it feels natural. Capture that somehow. And then, yeah, if you need to put it more into quote unquote writing, then that's fine. But I want you to look me in the eyes, and I want you to just say it. Okay? And so here's another part of that. And this may freak you out a little bit, so maybe this isn't a good thing, but I imagine these essays being very much like an opportunity to kind of walk into a room or out onto a stage, and there's a couple of people, admissions people there, they're sitting behind a table, or if it's a stage, you know what I'm talking about. You've seen High School Musical or whatever. I don't know why that came up, but there's some people out there, and kind of lights are in my face, and maybe that's a little bit scary. It feels like an audition. Maybe that's not the right vibe, but here is the right vibe. You have the opportunity as a minor. You're 17, right? You're 17, you're gonna leave home and not have a curfew and theoretically do your own laundry a year from now. That's a big deal, okay? That is a huge deal. That is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, change that you'll ever make in your life, right? And you will be an adult, not just legally, but in so many ways. Your essays are a way to practice that, to stand in front of those people, those admissions officers, as if you are that freshman, that first year student. And you get to look at them as an adult and say, here's the deal. Here's what I have to tell you. You asked me a question, I've thought about it. And now I want to share something that is completely honest, it's authentic. You're going to get who I am when you read this. You're not going to know everything about me, but you're going to understand something because that you asked for that. I'm going to give you that. All right. And then if you decide that this doesn't work for you and there's a better place for me, I'll respect that. But I'm at least going to know that I walked into that room, I looked you in the eye, I said my piece, and then I left, and I feel good about that. And that's what we're trying to do. That's what I'm trying to help you do when I say something like just say it. Don't let it get all weird and kind of convoluted, etc. The second part, avoid repetition. Now, if you're writing an essay about sleepovers, and one of my students read or wrote an essay about sleepovers, you can't say that phrase 11 times because she did. So we have to find ways, and I can help you with that, but a good thing is just to read your essay out loud and listen for any words that pop up. Some words are going to pop up a lot. Nick was talking about learning and challenging himself because that's kind of what it was about. That's great, but there were a couple times I said, you know, what's another way we can say that so we don't have to use that phrase again? And he was picking up on it. He was just killing it. He was like, oh, we should take out this. We should do this. Yep, he was absolutely getting it. And I said, Nick, a year from now, when you are writing your first college essay, I just want you to remember the last half hour of your life because, man, you are on fire and you're doing exactly what I'm telling you to do, and I 100% believe that I'm telling you to do the right things, and you're going to be a good writer, and because you're taking criticism, you're being authentic, your voice is coming through, and you have something amazing to tell me, and I want you to come back to this and not let yourself get all kind of tight, as so many students do. So those are the two tips: just say it, and avoid repetition. All right. So what now? Well, if you would like our help, I would love to help you. We've been working with a ton of students over the summer, and a lot of them are kind of wrapping things up. Some are done already, but we always get a lot of people coming in early fall, even after Labor Day, et cetera. We got three great options. If you've already got that essay and you really just want someone like me that knows what he's doing, has been around the block a few times, we have a single essay package. Most people don't pick that because they really want to start from, square one. Let's dialogue about what to talk about. Let me learn all about that. We got some teaching videos that help you understand some of those things before we sit down together. And they also give you guidance on just how to fill out the applications, especially the Common App, that can be super helpful. So that's our standard package. That's what almost everybody does. It includes three one-on-one sessions. You either work with Stephanie, you work with me. Either way, very simple. We can take care of this whole thing in about a 30-day period, or if you really want to get after this, we could meet, once a week for 3 weeks, and boom, you are ready to go. We also have a bigger, we just call it the premium package. That's mainly for the student that starts to apply to, a big list of schools, maybe 8 or 10. They're starting to apply to a lot of elite schools that tend to ask a lot of questions because these are differentiating points for them. So they do ask a lot of questions. And on our page, on campuscollegeplanning.com, click on essays and applications, scroll down, you can see the packages. It's pretty easy. You can see the prices, $500, $950, and $1,500. There, I'm not hiding anything. You can see how many sessions, and it tells you specifically, well, how many essays do I get for this? And it should, for instance, standard, we're going to do three essays start to finish, and we'll edit two additional essays, and that usually gets you what you need. And if you just want to talk, I'm not. Don't come in and say, "Hey, what do you think of this essay?" That's not really why we're doing the free consult. But you can schedule a free consult just to talk about the process of applying to college. You can do a 15-minute chat. A student can do. I've had a student do a 15-minute chat. That's on our website, or a mom can, or a dad can set that time up, and we just have a phone call. And we talk a little bit more about this. But most of what we offer, and frankly, our design team's done a fantastic job of making it obvious. You can find that on the website. But I'm always very happy to talk to you. So that's a wrap. This was fun. I'm really, really excited about essays and working with you on this and the kids I've already got. That's episode 20 of Tom Talks College, Why Essays Matter. I am Tom. Let's talk college.